Hello everyone, Steve Siebold back with MentalToughnessBlog.com. I want to start out by thanking everyone for your comments on the last post and also our friends at with the Canadian Press. We've had 8 articles across Canada written about the approval addiction post and more to come, believe it or not. The latest one just came out today. I believe this was number 8 or number 9. So thank you, Canadian Press, and please keep following the Mental Toughness Blog. And, we welcome your ongoing support and also your comments on the post. Today I want to talk about something pretty controversial. You won't be surprised, but I really believe in this. I really believe that we should have an international holiday for politicians. Now, I know probably what you're thinking. Politicians, you got to be kidding me. And if you're an American, you're thinking, holy smokes, they're driving me nuts with this whole Obamacare thing. And I'm not even going to get into that because it's driving me nuts too. I get it. But let's take a bigger look at this. Let's take a look through the eyes of critical thinking. We need these people. We need these people. Unless you want to go to Washington or you want to go anywhere in the world, in government for that matter, but we'll stick with Washington for now. Unless you want to go to Washington and go through the drudgery that these very smart, very successful people typically have to go through on a daily basis, and then on top of that, get abused by the press and abused by the public, we need them. I don't want to go. I got to tell you, I've been asked to be involved in about 6 or 7 major campaigns for politicians in the last, I don't know, 10 years or so as a spokesperson, as all kinds of different roles. But I've backed away from most of them because they always say, Steve, if you get involved, you kind of got to tone it down when you're giving speeches and when you're in the media and all that, because we've got these platforms and whatnot, and some of your ideas aren't in line with our platform. So I've always turned them down for that reason, so I could just say what I wanted to say. But we need these people, you guys. I know this flies in the face of conventional wisdom that says, hey, these people are slimy and they're crooks and they're thieves and they're this and that. I don't think that's really true. I think objective reality is I think most of these people are honest, good people that really do care about our countries, all the countries that politicians represent. I know there's some bad eggs. You know there's some bad eggs. Hell, there's some bad eggs on Wall Street, and there's some bad eggs in every industry. There's some bad eggs in the speaking industry, in the personal development industry, for that matter. There's some bad eggs in everything, and we all know that. But we need these people. If they all decide to go home one day, someone's got to run the country. Someone's got to create the laws. Someone's got to create some infrastructure for the country. I'm not saying we shouldn't be holding these people's feet to the fire. No question about it. But I think we also ought to recognize and celebrate their public service, because they really are public servants. They don't get paid a heck of a lot of money. My God, the President of the United States makes less than a senior executive at a Fortune 500 company. And it's the President of the United States, a pretty big job. And what kind of dreams do you have when you go to bed at night when you're President of the United States, or President or Prime Minister or leader of any major country? You can imagine the pressure. And it's a thankless job. And that's my whole point. It's a thankless job. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. You're going to get hit from the other side no matter what you do. It doesn't make any difference. Think about Ronald Reagan in America. I remember Ronald Reagan. You probably remember Ronald Reagan's administration. And I don't remember Reagan being quite the hero he is today back when he was president. But today he's like a godlike figure to people. I don't remember him being quite that popular back then. JFK, same way. Now he's like a god. I don't remember quite a bit about that, but not too long after that. It's amazing how time skews reality. But that being said, I think we ought to create, at least in America, a national holiday, and even on a bigger scope, an international holiday for politicians. Simply, it's not saying they're perfect. My God, nobody is. But recognizing them for their public service and giving them a day off, maybe, to rest and at least be recognized. I think we ought to give them that, because they're willing to do things most of us are not willing to do. It's a tough, thankless job, and we need them. We need them. We're not paying them a heck of a lot of money. and they take abuse on a daily basis from the public and from the media like no other group of people really in the world. I mean, they just get pummeled no matter what they do. It's really a completely thankless job. I think we ought to consider it, you guys. Critical thinking, higher level thoughts, as we need these people, we should recognize them. And a lot of them, let's face it, a lot of them are. I mean, let's not face it, let's recognize it, that a lot of these people are patriots. They do love the country. We may disagree with everything they do politically. If you're on one side, then you disagree with the other. And so what? They're still patriots. They still really do care about the country, no matter how much we disagree with them. And we need them to keep doing the job they're doing. And I think we ought to recognize them. We recognize every other group, it seems like, except politicians. We just beat on them like a piñata. And I think we ought to get to a higher level of thinking and start operating more from love and abundance. And I'm especially talking about American politicians, where we are just relentless in our verbal abuse and our written abuse about these people who probably have the best intentions, for the most part, have the country's best interests at heart, even though it may not seem like it sometimes. That's my take on this. Can't wait to hear yours, as always. Thanks for all our the new commenters on the blog. And if you haven't commented and you're new to the blog, we're getting subscribers in every single day from all over the world. I appreciate you guys. Get involved in this community. Make your voice heard. We want to hear what you have to say. So as always, I'll look forward to your comments. And thanks for listening. I'm Steve Siebel.